drag.
Drag, drug.
Okay. What do you call the farming instrument that you break the ground with in the springtime? It has a sharp point.
Arrow?
Well, it's pulled by, say, a mule or a horse, and it comes down to a sharp
disc.
Point.
Disc?
No.
The harrow has points, and
right.
The disc has a blade.
Well, this is something that has two handles back here.
A plow.
A plow, okay.
A plow.
And how many different sizes of plows are you familiar with? For instance, a special plow for going downhill. Do you know what that's called? A special plow? I guess there aren't many hills around here.
For going downhill?
Yes. They have a special plow.
In a field or for construction work or something?
In a field.
And for going downhill in a field?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay. Do you know of any different kinds of plows, or are they just all plows?
Well, I know there's a little plow that you can, there's a little one you can push by hand in a garden.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a one horse plow that you can just pull by a mule.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there are larger plows that are pulled by tractors and multiple plows.
Mm-hmm. And they're just called?
As far as I know, they're just called plows.
They're just called plows, okay.
I imagine the manufacturer has a name for each one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you call the piece of a wagon or the pieces of a car that the wheels are attached to?
The axle?
The axle, okay. What do you call the instrument that you use in your hair to straighten it out?
Comb.
Comb or a
brush.
A brush.
Comb and
okay.
Brush.
And when you use one of them, you say you are
combing your hair or brushing your hair.
Okay, fine. You sharpen a razor blade on a
razor strop.
Okay. You know, a lot of guys.
Well, you can use you can also use a sharpening stone.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call that?
I'd call it a sharpening stone.
Okay. Is this one that you turn by itself, or you have a pedal for your foot, you mean?
Well, there's a grindstone you can turn.
Mm-hmm.
That is coarser than the sharpening stone. And then the sharpening stone is usually a much smoother stone and a little flat stone. You can run a white knife this way with a blade,
mm-hmm.
and it gets a finer edge on the blade,
mm-hmm.
than the grindstone. The grindstone is what you use to grind it down to the shape you want.
Mm-hmm.
And where you got a coarse, where you want a coarse edge.
Mm-hmm. And which one do you use?
See, you know, you cut two ways. You can cut with a sharp edge, or you can cut with a serrated edge.
Mm-hmm.
And either way is effective of cutting certain things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't want a serrated edge for a razor.
That's right.
Yeah, I wouldn't think.
But this, on the other hand, you might want a sawtooth or a serrated edge to cut a grass or something with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get to that in just a second. Let's see where we are. Okay, the razor strap. Okay. And that little piece of stone that you use to, say, to sharpen knives on is called a...
Well, you can say it's called a whetstone.
A whetstone.
A whetstone.